Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
A great show for y'all today. What's coming up, HK?
Well, we all know Carol Baskin from Tiger King, but it turns out tigers ain't the only kind of cat she's into.
And Andrew Freund sits down with Armie Hammer and Lily James and the rest of the cast of their new movie, Rebecca. But first, Sherry, what you got?
Well, getting married or even engaged does not mean a relationship lasts.
Wait, Sherry. I'm gonna let you finish, Sherry, but I need you, honey, to explain this first role, honey. Let's roll the tape.
Nobody bought the wedding dress. It's a dollar, folks. I'll give it to somebody for free. I just gotta get it out of my life. You think Goodwill will take it?
I'm actually holding it right now, Portia, and I'm literally either, I got three options. I can either A, burn it, get rid of the bad energy, give it to the hospitals to make little gowns for babies, or I can give it to somebody who wants to get married, who's busty, and who could wear this dress. It's up, so y'all endear me.
What, we Brett? Need to have a burn party.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We'll title the party, Let It Burn, and we all bring something to somebody we can't stand, and we burn it, and you burn that dress.
Because
that
dress
is a part of your history, and you don't want no more parts of it. You're gonna burn that part out of your life.
As I was saying, not every relationship lasts. And unfortunately, that was also the case for Taraji P. Henson and her fiance, Kelvin Hayden, the Empire star and the football player. Have called it quits after 5 years together. Taraji opened up by saying, she said, I haven't said it yet, but it didn't work out. And I tried. I was like, therapy, let's do therapy thing. But if you're both not on the same page with that, then you feel like you're taking it on yourself. Now, the two have been involved since 2015, and they've been engaged for over 2 years. You remember when they got engaged? I mean, they have been planning.
Now, since she had a glow about herself, she seemed happy, a new lease on life and everything.
They have been planning to get married this past April, but the wedding was postponed due to COVID. So, y'all, what do you think?
With COVID and everything, everyone's spending more time together, and people are starting to realize that, whoa, when you don't have no place to go during the day and you're stuck staring in a person's face all day, maybe I don't like each other as much as you thought you did.
HK, that if it wasn't the quarantine and the COVID and all of this, that maybe it might have turned out a little bit different.
Maybe even prolonged it.
I read somewhere that due to COVID and quarantine, that a divorce is up 35%. So, yeah, it's a real thing, y'all.
You know what's up? Lonely vaginas is up by 67%.
Well, y'all, yesterday was a hard day for writer and legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. Ooh, he was suspended from his job at the New Yorker magazine after a Zoom call went very, very wrong. Jeffrey, who is 60 years old, was on a video call with his colleagues when he allegedly exposed himself on camera. Reportedly, y'all, during the pause in the group call, he took matters into his own hands.
He sure did. You know what I mean.
Y'all, and then when the call resumed, Jeffrey's co-workers had saw his tube steak.
All he wanted to do is zoom, and a boom, boom.
Jeffrey said, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. Wow. I thought I had muted the Zoom video, and I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me.
Portia, now in the Dish Nation family, Who of y'all is all is it's eight of us on the phone at one time. Who of y'all be relieving yourself and zooming while we doing the show?
Child, nobody. Maybe
if I, but I, if I itch and I will scratch it, okay?
Nah. Well, not Gary. Wait, Gary.
And you will never know.
Not
okay,
the best like... technologist in the group. Please tell me you wouldn't do this in front of the dish camera.
Let me tell you something, Brett. Every time I come in this room to pray, honey, I make sure that camera is off. Because, honey, you just never know if it's on or not, honey. So,
on your knees, Gary. Yes.
All right, all you cool cats and kittens. Carol Baskins likes to spread the love, baby. The Tiger King star really loves her pussy cats because she just came out as bisexual.
Girl, bitch.
Don't buy. Yes, indeed. So Carol came out the closet in a recent interview with Pink News and admitted she realized she had nothing but love for both men and women back in the 80s while spending time with the LGBT community. Here's a little of her admission. Check it out.
I have always considered myself to be bisexual. Even though I've never had a wife, I could just as easily have a wife as a husband as far as the way I feel about us. I think we are all one and that we are all... I just don't see us as being different genders or different colors or different anything.
All right, Carol.
Ooh, I have one question, Carol. What do you want us to do with this information, Carol?
Girl, that is what I was going to say. Girl, Portia, don't play. You know her DMs are flooded.
Now, Carol also said, baby, that she might have been born in the wrong body. And I feel her pain, honey. And that's not it, honey. She also said instead of marrying her first husband or her second one, honey, she could have easily married a woman. And I feel her.
I don't know if it's so much being born in the wrong body as burying the wrong body. I don't know.
Now, Gary, it seems like her and Joe Exotic have more in common than just tigers. So. Do you think that they should be the grand marshals in the next Pride Parade, Gary?
Yes, they should be, baby. Baby, Miss Carol should be leading the parade.
Secure the bag, Carol.
Yes, they should lead the Pride Parade.
Secure the bag, Carol. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dancing with the Stars gave her that extra oomph. Now she finna secure the bag, honey. She gonna host parades, bar mitzvahs, backyard ghetto parties.
Yes, child. Well, I have another shocker.
Uh-oh.
Gary, you're gonna love this one. Now, did y'all see Tracee Ellis Ross? She was basically a total vibe when she was 18 years old. Yeah, so she posted a series of videos of her strutting down the runway of some very high couture fashion shows in Paris, honey, just 30 years ago. And she was hand in hand with her fabulous mother, Diana Ross. Gary, did you catch it?
Yes, honey.
And they both look like sisters.
Tracy, honey, looks like her mama, honey. She has the shape, honey. She has everything like Miss Ross, baby. She is a Miss Ross-esque.
Gary, speaking of fabulous women, I heard you have some exciting news for us.
Yes, Chucky, I do, honey. I sure do. Now, y'all... We all know it's Halloween time, honey, so you know what that means, honey. It's time for my annual Halloween costume contest. Now, this year, y'all, honey, I decided, yes, bitch, I decided I'm going to keep it in the Dish Nation family for you people in this family. Honey, y'all know y'all. But yes, honey, here are my two costume choices, honey. Now, I'm going to either be Heidi... or my beautiful niece, Miss Brad, this year. So what do you guys think, honey? Tell me what y'all honestly think.
You and Mr. Heidi looks like Gary J. Blige. Like, I cannot get you.
It's a sad thing, though, Portia, y'all. Fortunately, it's not up to y'all, honey, for to choose, buddy. But our lovely fans are going to make sure, honey, to cast your vote by heading over to dishnation.com to vote for your favorite costume, and we'll reveal the winner on our Halloween show.
All right, well, coming up, L.A. is going to tell you why Willow Smith claims she never felt like she would get invited to the cookout. We'll explain why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Willow Smith just made a shocking revelation on the latest episode of Red Table Talk. Willow revealed that despite having huge celebrities as parents, she says that she feels that her and her brother Jaden were shunned, specifically by the Black community, for being different and their unique upbringing. Wow. Take a look.
Did people shame me through you?
100%.
Really?
God. I would be at places or at events, and, like, people would say things.
And they would be like, your mom let you come out like
that? Yeah, exactly. It was always like, oh, like, it's not your fault. Your mother should have taught you better. Like, it's not your fault that you're crazy.
You're a member of the black community, Sherry. Is there a community that looks at differently than other communities? I guess I'm kind of confused.
Well, Heidi, I'm not going to take on the whole black community on my shoulders.
Okay.
But I think that's too much pressure. Because they were raised so differently, Heidi, and it's a different from a lot of the ways that I was raised as a black person. But I understand that. I feel bad that they think that they only saw the negative from black people in the community, because there was a lot of us. We love Willow. We love Jaden. I've watched those two babies grow up.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, Willow and Jaden grew up as celebrities in a celebrity family. I mean, you know, the white community went after Gwyneth Paltrow when she named her kid Apple.
You're we were absolutely like,
what are you doing?
Apple.
But here's the thing. I mean, conformity is easy, but sometimes you got to be nonsense. And the nonsense is embracing the original and embracing the unique.
The nonconformity.
And once we can do that, that's when actually true change happens. And it won't ever happen if we're all going down the...
You have to be this way.
It makes sense to conform.
I love that wisdom. I want to call you daddy. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Oh!
That was so good. I see how Frank was with the women before he got married. He dropped them deep panty offline.
Right, Frank was suave as hell.
All right. While Sherry changes her underwear, let's move on real quick. We got, the pandemic isn't slowing down Hollywood at all. The A-listers, they're still booking jobs. They're still busy.
Nice.
Now, Leonardo DiCaprio, he just signed on to star with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I like that.
You didn't know what it's about yet, but I already
I'm in, yeah.
Yes.
It's a new film from Netflix. It's called Don't Look Up. The film is about two astronauts who spot an asteroid that's heading towards Earth that's going to kill everybody.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what's
wow.
really earth-shattering is the rest of the cast.
Who else is in it?
All right, Meryl Streep.
Oh, wow.
You got Cate Blanchett.
Oh.
You got Matthew Perry. You got Timothée Chalamet and Jonah Hill. They've all signed on, plus a cameo by Ariana Grande and Kid Cudi.
And our favorite monster, Lady Gaga, she's also heading back to the big screen. Now, the Oscar-winning songstress may be gearing up for another Oscar as a leading lady again in Ridley Scott's new film, Gucci.
Nice.
Mm.
I love this because Gucci is a dark film about Patrizia Reggiani. Did I say that right? In the Italian
accent?
You did. Patrizia Reggiani. And
good
she was
job.
Tried and convicted, thank you, of orchestrating her husband's assassination in 1995. I tried to do that too. Didn't work. And she, and y'all, get this. Patrizia served 18 years in jail and was released 4 years ago. Heidi, we could play like women in the prison, don't you think? Like some of the old girls up in prison with Lady Gaga?
Heidi role plays that every single night.
I play that role every night.
You were born for this.
It's deal time, and Atlanta has a deal for you, so check it out.
Ooh, check it out.
Today's deal, we have the 2-pack Halo Power Glow 3000 mAh portable charger with LED motion lights. Now, this little gadget has a portable charger and 3000 mAh power bank that'll give your battery a boost no matter where you are. And check it out. It also features a motion sensing LED light flashlight, so you're never in the dark.
Now, everybody need one of these because it has a motion sensor that turns on the LED light, and the charger comes with a strap, clip, micro USB cable, USB-C cable, and a lighting cable.
Wow! How much is it, head crack?
Now, usually this can run as high as $60, but for our dish sets out there, it's only 2 for $20.
Whoa.
Just go to MortarSafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, up next, Andrew Frank sits down with Armie Hammer, Lily James, and the cast of the new film, Rebecca. So don't you move.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Armie Hammer, Lily James, and the cast of Rebecca, hitting Netflix on October 21st.
Come to Monday. I'm asking you to marry me, you little fool.
Mrs. De Winter. May I present Mrs. Danvers?
Welcome to Manderley.
When you're getting into a new relationship, how do you not have these extra ghosts of people and you keep thinking about it? How can I get into a new relationship and just say, you know what, it, I'm gonna be myself and not think about all the other people?
I got this one.
Yeah.
You need a car, right? So you're gonna go buy a car. You don't wanna pay a premium, you don't wanna pay
you don't want to pay the dealership, right? So you go buy a used car. You buy a used car that, you know, you make sure hasn't been salvaged or, you know, totaled or anything like that. But then you get your car, and then it's your car, and you drive that wherever you want, and it's your car now, and you don't think about whoever drove the car because you're the one driving it.
Hammer, you just blew my mind.
Well, it's what I'm here for.
Lily, should we bring back the paid companions? Because I feel like there's people that might need them these days. Like, should we bring that back into society? What are your thoughts?
I'm friends with all my paid companions.
My only friends are people I pay.
I only have paid companions.
Now, I have to ask you, what was it like working with Prince? What do you remember about working with him? What did you learn from working with Prince?
Everything. It was unbelievable. Don't forget that I had never made a film before. And I'd come straight from a field in the countryside in France where I was doing a really serious play. And then suddenly I'm in this world that I'd only, you know, I was obsessed with Prince at the time. I was listening to his music all the time. I just couldn't, just could not believe what was happening. And then I found somebody who was incredibly helpful, who was my age. You know, I mean, we were children practically. I don't know, it was just sort of an extraordinary experience. And throughout my career, he kept in touch and would send me encouraging messages, and I would see him from time to time, and he was somebody who counted a lot for me.
Armin, I want to ask you, the internet is buzzing right now because of your comment on Timmy's Instagram.
Cool. What did you write, Armin?
Armin's comment was, and I quote, "Oh, king eggplant, 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 droplet, 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 heart, 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 flame, flame, flame."
I don't think people got the joke. I don't think that people got that I was actually poking fun of how silly everyone on the internet sounds these days.
What does king mean?
It's just like one of these new, like, Twitter, Instagram things where it's like, "We stan king." It like, it's like they use actual English words, but they use them in a context that don't really make that much sense.
Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed the film. I thought it was very beautiful.
See you, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
You can't go on living in that big old house with a ghost. I don't believe in ghosts.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. So singer Monica may kick down the door and smack a chick for her man, but this was not the case when it came to Brandy, y'all. So Monica did an interview with the Quiksilver Show, and she cleared up an old rumor that her and Brandy's beef was over a boy. Take a look.
There never was a boy. We never liked the same type of men or anything remotely close.
I'm glad
you cleared that up. It was a song, and a lot of the complexities you see between artists really isn't between them, but it can become a real thing.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to us back in the day.
Now, Chewy,
yes.
If you were Mekhi Phifer in that video,
ooh,
which singer would you have chosen?
I'm going to take Monica Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Brandy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
that's
we
right,
can hang out
right.
together.
So what that means for Sherry and Portia?
We're going for joint custody.
You just talked yourself out.
You gotta don't ask take it me. Personal.
Good answer,
baby,
Chewy,
baby,
good
baby.
Right, so, you know, so Mo says that they don't like the same type of dudes. Now, do you think Brandy low-key likes them a little tough, you know, like Mo, but she's scared to say so because of her image?
Probably.
I don't know about Brandy liking the tough guys.
I don't think any of the guys
that I remember have been tough, but Monica, she like a see murder type of dude.
She like a dude she got to visit through glass.
Yeah, she does.
Monica's right.
What type of songs, Portia, would Brandy sing if she did like the gangster type of guys?
I feel like Brandy wouldn't sing it. She would probably have a rapper, a gangster rapper on her track.
She would say, "Have you ever loved a thug so much that it just make you cry?
Have you
ever needed a gangster thug that you just can't sleep at night?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.